Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Our guest today is Lloyd Cole, who's going to play a wide-ranging set with his latest band, The Small Ensemble. The Glasgow native started making music with Commotions and the album Rattlesnakes in 1984 and subsequently moved to the U.S., where he now lives. His latest album is Broken Record, which he financed by pre-selling fans a special boxed edition. And I started out by wondering if financing an album that way put any extra pressure on him.
You know, that is the question I've probably been asked the most, and I do not know. I think after this amount of time, I think my people who are willing to buy it in advance know that I'm not going to make a shoddy record for them. I mean, I'm not going to release it until I'm happy with it. So, no, not beholden at all. Thankful? Absolutely.
Well, and it's worked really well. What I'm really thankful for is today we're going to get a chance to hear a whole bunch of things. I'm loving the three or four songs on Broken Record that I think are among your very best. But we'll hear some older things as well.
You know, that's the whole thing with The Small Ensemble. We don't really, you know, we're a new band project, but we've played songs from 1984. We play them from 1991. We play pretty much at least one song from every album I've made.
One of the things you've done from the very beginning, and you can go back to early Commotions records, is there are on your albums pop references in some form or another. For instance, on this one, Writer's Retreat, echoing You Wear It Well, and things like that. You've always loved doing that. It's really it's an interesting thing.
You know, it's just something that I do.
Yeah.
I don't think I thought about it. I think some of the pop references that people talked about on Rattlesnakes were actually just lyrics.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And they were references to, you know, Norman Mailer or Truman Capote or Eva Marie song. For me, those things were just more like a lyrical device, which I still think it's very economical. You use two words and you get a picture if you mention somebody's name or a proper noun. But yeah, I mean, I was throwing T-Rex lyrics into songs into the next year, and I just do it. I don't know. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's one of my things.
Well, people will say sometimes when you're really vague, you can draw people into a song because they can all relate to it. But I find with you being really specific in your songs, that's what draws me in. And that's something you do here. And
I think specificity is that should be a Monty Python sketch.
Exactly.
If ever there was a tinny word, that is it. I was actually, who was it was telling me about that? Terry Hall a few years ago was saying, the guy he wrote with said, we'd always say, well, it has to be a green telephone because you've got to specify something if you're going to work in this type of way. And I think it does. I think also trying to be universal always fails.
Too broad.
Just don't think we can ever sing for everybody. I sing for what I feel like I can sing about. And if some people are going to relate to that, great.
Lloyd Cole is our guest, and if you guys want to start off with something from Broken Records?
Sure. Like a Broken Record was originally called Broken Record, but then I decided I didn't like the album title and the song being the same. Since then, lots of people have reminded me of all the great albums that have the title track first, like Back in Black, etc. But for some reason, I had a blind spot on that, so this is now called Like a Broken Record.
Dignity left anyway. Nor could I feign great surprise when she finally walked away. Yesterday's lover will fall for another, and I won't stand in the way. We already sang that song. She's already gone. And you're starting to sound like a broken record. Sure. Yeah. time we were done driving across Texas, I was feeling kind of small. See, we'd stopped some food when she picked up the dude from the rodeo. Ahoy, California, we're coming to join you to pump that gasoline. We already sang that song, and she's already long, long gone, and we're starting to sound like a broken record, broken promises, broken dreams, broken marriage. Broken rings. Somewhere along the line, I left the straight for the yard of least resistance, and it started to sound like a broken record. Rock and roll. Same on the yard of least resistance. Yes, it started to sound like a broken record. Not that I had that much dignity left anyway.
Like a Broken Record, one of the new songs from Lloyd Cole and the Small Ensemble playing today. Whenever people talk about your work, and I think it's because you've lived here for so long, they talk about the combination of things that come from being from Scotland and things that come from being living here in the U.S. And if you go all the way back, there was a lot of what I would call more of an American-leaning sound to the Commotions right from the beginning. Has it made a difference living here?
I think it has. And I think probably it's made me more aware of that I'm European.
Yeah.
I think there's been a lot of talk about the sound of Broken Record being the most American sounding record I've made. And I think it's just that there's maybe 10 musicians on this record. Mm. 8 of them are American. And one of the producers is American. And so I think it is. But I think that the aesthetic that I apply to things still is European.
Now, for you, who's been doing, songs from Rattlesnakes, say, for instance, for a long, long time, it must be kind of great to revisit them in a different ensemble, a different way of looking at them. You've done that. You've reinvented them over your career.
I mean, I'm so much older. I mean, I was just thinking the other day, I've been playing music more than half my life now. And somebody asked me, What was I thinking when I was talking about Jesus and Jane? I said, I don't remember. I don't. And some of the songs I'm fond of, and they're part of me. And some of them I just don't remember. But Rattlesnakes, I think we were immensely lucky. We didn't really get too much wrong with that record. And most of the songs, I can still find something that I want to sing in them. I think there's maybe one or two songs I wouldn't be comfortable. And amazingly, like when you take the arrangements of those songs, it's not a million miles different from what an old man's version of it would be with mandolins and acoustic guitars. Sounds are quite similar.
Well, here's an interesting thing. I'm wondering how long it took you to put together the songs for this new Broken Records as opposed to the time you had putting together Rattlesnakes in terms of songwriting.
I think given the speed of my metabolism in 1983 to 84, probably about the same amount of time, because I think a year and a half back then is the same as about 4 years now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it took about 4 years. And the song, there was only one song on Rattlesnakes that was over a year old when we recorded it, which is why we immediately thought when we made the second album, well, everybody says you have your whole life to write the first one and then you have to rush the second one. We said, well, we didn't. We just wrote these songs last year, so we'll write another bunch this year. We weren't so lucky second time.
Well, can you do one that goes back to one of those first couple?
The very first one is Perfect Skin.
Great.
My friends only far too well. I'm up on the pavement, they're all down in the cellar with their government grants. And my IQ, they brought me down to size, Academia Blues. Louise is a girl, I know her well. She's up on the pavement, yeah, she's a weather girl. And I'm staying up here, so I may be undone. She's inappropriate, but then she's much more fun. And when she smiles my way, my eyes go out in vain. She's got perfect skin. Shame on you, you got no sense of grace. Shame on me. Aha, just in case I might come to a conclusion other than that which is absolutely necessary, and that's perfect skin. Louise is the girl with the perfect skin. She says turn on the light, otherwise it might get seen. She's got cheekbones like geometry and eyes like sin. And she's sexually enlightened by cosmopolitan. And when she smiles my way, my eyes go out in vain toward her perfect skin, truly perfect skin. Look at her slides of a family life, pretty weird at times. At the age of 10, she looked like Greta Garbo, and I loved her then. But how was she to know that when she smiles my way, my eyes go out in vain toward her perfect skin? Stairs to basement flat, pretty confused, her being shipped around like that. Seems we climbed so high, now we're down so low. It strikes me the moral of this song is good than ever has been one.
There's one that we have in our DNA. That is Perfect Skin. Perhaps not that version. That is a new version from Lloyd Cole's here with the small ensemble today. You've probably been asked about this a lot, but we were all very tickled when Camera Obscura came out with I'm Ready to Be Heartbroken.
Me too. and it's great, you know. I've been meaning actually recently to write to them and ask them if they can give me an instrumental version, because I think that's what I want to go on stage to in Vegas.
Perfect. Perfect. But how about that, an answer song, what, you know, 10, 15 years later, or at least, right?
20,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, who could complain? I mean, answer songs are a big deal. You know that you've created something which is, you know, part of the culture of your generation when that happens.
Well, more to the point, part of the culture of another generation too, to have a younger band.
Well, yeah, maybe you know, Camera Obscura were probably, I don't know, when that song came out, they were probably 10 or 12.
Yeah, so well, we have time for one more. What would you like to finish up with?
We want to let you hear Mark playing the mandolin. So we picked out Trigger Happy from 1995 from the Love Story record. Mm-hmm.
I love your hand. I love the way you hold your head. 'Cause you're young and you know it. Because you're young, there ain't nothing you can do. 'Cause you know there ain't nothing you can do. I love your head. I love the way you hold your head. 'Cause you know there is no connection between old what's new. There ain't nothing you can do. Nothing at all. And you know that gun is loaded. Sure you do. Summertime blue. Summertime blue. And you know that gun is loaded. Sure you do. Not for you. The way you walk, I love the way you wear contempt for my salt. Should I give you my money, steady hand, a little trigger happy, angry little man. Pull the trigger, take it all. You take it all. And you know that gun is loaded, sure you do. Summertime blue, summertime blue. And you know that gun is loaded, sure you do. I love your head. I love the way you hold your head. 'Cause you're young and you know it. Steady hand, a little trigger happy, and we'll tell you how to live. We'll take away the reason. Wonder why we wonder how you're not the way that we were. We'll tell you how to live. We'll take away the reason. Wonder why we wonder how you're not the way that we were. We'll tell you how to live. We'll take away the reason. And wonder why we wonder how you're not the way that we were.
Beautiful new version of Trigger Happy from Lloyd Cole and the Small Ensemble playing live today. And a very much different take on that. Really, really nice. I was not prepared for how great these you all sound together. Lloyd Cole, we'll look forward to a box set, and thank you for Broken Record.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.